Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onna Lutani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Northeastern Council holds 73rd plenary session in Shillong. Governor Nandkishore Yadav calls for greater connectivity, youth empowerment and regional cooperation. Chief Minister Nipuryo highlights Nagaland's key development priorities at NEC plenary session. And Nagaland imposes one-year ban on products containing tobacco or nicotine. Now the news in detail. The 73rd plenary session of Northeastern Council, NEC, got underway in Shillong, Meghalaya today. The session focused on key issues related to regional development, connectivity, infrastructure, investment, tourism, power, education and interstate cooperation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the session, attended by governors, chief ministers and senior officials from across the 8 northeastern states. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav has called for stronger regional cooperation, improved connectivity and greater investment in infrastructure, youth empowerment and sustainable development while addressing the 73rd plenary session of NEC in Shillong. Highlighting agriculture as the backbone of the state's economy, the governor stressed the need to strengthen value chains and market access for Nagaland's organic products. He highlighted the need to expedite connectivity projects in the state and advocated for the establishment of premier educational institutions in Nagaland, promotion of entrepreneurship and skill development, and support for sustainable energy initiatives. He also called for strengthening the NEC through enhanced powers and funding to accelerate regional development. Governor Yadav reaffirmed Nagaland's commitment to building a prosperous, sustainable and inclusive Northeast in line with the vision of Viksit Bharat and Viksit Nagaland. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo today highlighted the state's key development priorities, fiscal concerns and strategic initiatives at the ongoing NEC plenary session in Shillong and appealed for continued support from the Centre, the Donor Ministry and the Northeastern Council. He expressed concern over the discontinuation of revenue deficit grants under the 16th Finance Commission, saying it has created a major fiscal gap for the state. While appreciating the centre's support of 3,880 crore through Pride of Hills under SASCI during FY 2026-27, he said the assistance is loan-based and conditional and falls short of the state's estimated revenue gap. The state has therefore sought annual special grants to address the shortfall. The Chief Minister also sought support for several major infrastructure projects, including the Foothill Road or Trans-Nagaland Highway, the proposed airport at Chethu, inland waterways and construction of flyovers in Dimapur, Kohima and Chumukedima. He also sought extension of the Dimapur-Zubza railway line up to Kohima and onward to Imphal. Mr. Rio further requested the establishment of an IIT and an AIIMS in Nagaland, strengthening NIMSAR, development of the proposed Nagaki city and support for power infrastructure, sports development and the promotion of coffee and agarwood cultivation. He also called for the early resumption of oil and natural gas exploration in the state. The Chief Minister reaffirmed Nagaland's commitment to working with the centre and neighbouring states to advance the vision of a prosperous, peaceful and integrated Northeast. During the session, Chief Minister Rio presented the final report of High-Level Task Force on Handloom and Handicrafts in the Northeast region as the panel's convener. In a post on X, Mr. Rio said the task force reviewed the sector, identified gaps, mapped high potential clusters, and proposed an actionable roadmap for the future. He said the report reflects inputs from all 8 northeastern states and outlines a phased roadmap for the sector to achieve raw material self-reliance, double artisan incomes, generate 2 lakh livelihoods, and position the region as a global leader in ethical and sustainable textiles. Speaking to media after the session, he said discussions focused on identifying growth drivers for each state.
All the sister states, 8 states, we presented our high power committee task force to be identified in your respective states. What are your potentials, possibilities of driving an economy? And then we give our approach for implementation.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Commissioner of Food Safety Nagaland has imposed a one-year ban on the manufacture, processing, packaging, storage, transportation, distribution and sale of all food products containing tobacco or nicotine as ingredients across the state. The order has been issued in the interest of public health and in compliance with the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006, relevant regulations and directions of the Supreme Court. The ban covers all forms of gutkha, pan masala, flavored or scented chewable food products and any other food items containing tobacco or nicotine. It also applies to packaged or unpackaged products sold separately but intended to be mixed by consumers. The State Health and Family Welfare Department noted that the widespread use of such products poses serious health risk, particularly to children and young adults. MLA Juengwa Sep today emphasized the need to steer young people away from substance abuse and other harmful activities. Speaking at the inauguration of a new football turf at Tesofene New in Seminar District, he said, sports can play a vital role in helping youth stay focused, healthy and motivated.
We need to encourage them from going astray, indulging themselves with unwanted substances, abusing, wasting their time, wasting their life. Instead, this is one way of pulling them together to the right track. They can play, they will get encouraged, and that's how they will play to their health, they will be inspired, and then their visions can be refocused.
India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 12 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on the measures taken by the government towards ease of doing business. A report.
India has undertaken sustained reforms over the past 12 years to improve its business regulatory environment and improve ease of doing business. These reforms have strengthened investor confidence, promoted entrepreneurship, and enhanced India's position as a globally competitive business destination. Startup India Initiative, launched in 2016, is nurturing innovation, promoting entrepreneurship, and enabling investment-driven growth. Due to the efforts of the government, the number of startups has gone up to 2,23,000 in March this year from just around 500 in 2016. The Income Tax Department launched the new e-filing portal in June 2021 to provide greater taxpayer convenience and a modern, seamless experience. GST was introduced in 2017 and it replaced a fragmented and complex indirect tax regime that burdened businesses and consumers alike. GST reforms announced in September last year provided an additional boost to ease of doing business. To address procedural hurdles and simplify MSME registration, the government introduced Udyam Registration Portal. The MSME registrations on the portal has increased from 10,000 in October 2020 to over 8,31,000 till date. To digitize and make public procurement more streamlined and inclusive, Government e-marketplace GEM was introduced in 2016. It is connecting women entrepreneurs, startups, MSEs, self-help groups and Divyanjans to mainstream procurement. It has achieved a cumulative gross merchandise value of over 18 lakh crore rupees. India's ease of doing business framework today reflects the combined strength of digital infrastructure, policy reforms and trust-based governance. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, has reminded residents that the disposal of septic tank waste into drain, nallas, open land or water bodies is strictly prohibited. According to a notification issued on June 3rd, the council said such practices violate the Solid Waste Management Rules 2026, which prohibits direct dumping of untreated domestic and liquid waste to safeguard public health and water sources. KMC has warned that any individual or party found illegally disposing such waste will face heavy penalties in accordance with the rules. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Northeastern Council holds 73rd plenary session in Shillong. Governor Nandkishore Yadav calls for greater connectivity, youth empowerment and regional cooperation. Chief Minister Nipurio highlights Nagaland's key development priorities at NEC plenary session. And Nagaland imposes one-year ban on products containing tobacco or nicotine. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.